Amables radioescuchas, sean bienvenidas, bienvenidos. Esta es una grabación que efectúo esta tarde en los camerinos de este grandioso club de jazz vienés, el más famoso, el más conocido de Austria y, si no el mejor, uno de los mejores del mundo y de Europa, sin duda, el Porgy and Bess. Y está conmigo un gran, gran director de el MICA, el Music Austria, que precisamente está especializado en jazz y en música del mundo, y se trata del señor Helge Hinteregger. Y él precisamente comparte con nosotros un montonal de músicos, un montonal de música y de información, y nos abre las puertas para platicarnos este que es el primer programa de esta fantástica serie que tendremos durante 3 meses de jazz austriaco. Dear Helge, I really appreciate your presence here tonight, this evening with us here in Porgy and Bess, after being visiting your house, the MICA, and having the pleasure to get to know a little bit about the great, great effort you are doing to put forward the Austrian music and especially the jazz and the world music panorama in Austria. Herzlich willkommen.
Gracias.
With all, oh, fantástico. Bienvenido seas a este programa. Y les cuento, él ha estado tocando jazz de esto, de su trío, y les vamos a compartir un poco de su música. Es un gran músico, un gran saxofonista y un gran experimentador de la música. We are here to talk about you, and actually you are going to talk. Here we are. The first question I have for you is, how do you arrive to MICA? And at the same time, I will ask you, what is MICA, Music Austria, about?
First, Music Austria is a music information center. We are working for the musicians in Austria, and not only for jazz and world music, also for contemporary composed music and independent pop music. And we provide several services. There's one service we provide for the musician itself. That means they can get support from our side in all the fields they need besides their creative works. So we give them help by with their contracts, and all the services are for free. We help them with their tax insurance, then how to create projects, how to get funds, and we are teaching and training them in these different kind of levels. On the other hand, we are promoting the Austrian music. We are the biggest German-speaking website only with music in Austria and Germany. And we are providing different informations, interviews, portraits about the bands and ensembles, and different kind of additional features on our website. And we have, in addition, an English speaking website, which is more from the export side, where we support the bands on an international level as a B2B, business to business level, but also for the audiences. And we create different kind of projects to bring Austrian musicians and also jazz musicians abroad, so they can play outside of Austria, and we support them, and we do different kind of collaborations with festivals and presentations, formats and festivals. We are presenting music today, for instance, this kind of jazz music here in the club, and we do this on an international level.
I will ask you now question regarding the jazz, specifically the jazz arena. Since you are a musician, a jazz musician, Austrian jazz musician, has it happened something very visible into this new approach to jazz with so many new
talented musicians appearing almost every day. They're like mushrooms, maybe, in all over the world. But in Austria, as far as you have shared with me, music and information, it's amazing. What would you say?
When I was studying, I'm an old man in the meantime, and I was studying, a lot of musicians were trying to play as their heroes, or the path they wanted to go was more the way of the heroes. Nowadays, also from all these colleagues who were at the time playing, then they became teachers and they were teaching all these musicians to make music without borders, and they trained them in all the knowledge. So they pushed them to create their own creative expressions of the music. And it's one very important point that so many new bands pop up, and they're trying to find their own voice. So it seems that there's a kind of a very big wave of new musicians, new projects, new bands, and altogether create a certain kind of new visibility of jazz from Austria, which can be recognized as jazz from Austria, like you would recognize jazz from Norway or jazz from France. So they have some typical elements, and the same is in Austria.
You oblige me to ask you the question that was for later. Is, do you really believe, and you're saying you do, that there's an Austrian jazz? Our series that you are opening this evening is called Jazz Austriaco, Austrian Jazz. And there goes the question. Do you really believe there's an Austrian jazz? And if so, what does it make it sound different? What to get that title of Austrian jazz, as you mentioned, like Nordic, like French, like Latin jazz, American jazz?
Because there are so many different influences, also from the different cultures of people who are living here, and also the musicians remember their roots, their cultural roots. So there's also a lot of Alpine influences, and all the influences of the former Eastern countries, all from the time, this mixture of different kind of influences, which are part of the Austrian culture, now popping up in a new kind of dimension, and then a new kind of interpretation of all these forms. So that's the reason why you could say this different approaches and these different sounds who pop up now a big part of this country at the moment.
In between what we are talking, would you like to share with us one example, whatever comes into your mind, so we can illustrate a little bit what you are saying with Austrian jazz? What will you share? Which band, which tune, or just the band?
No, you cannot say this, because there are so many different bands, you cannot mention...
Just pick one.
Pick
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
Because they are sounding so different. Mm-hmm. And most of them have their special sounds created over years, and that's a big variety. It's like you cannot choose one dish. You have to have different kind of different meals on different topics, and you would enjoy the whole evening, or for instance several days, and you will get different dishes. The same is with the music here in Austria. There are so many bands you can see and listen to them and say, oh, wow, that's great. And then the next day or in the same evening, you hear another band who has a totally different approach. But they are all aiming the same idea, sounding special and to be recognized immediately when they're playing their music. That's what they are all working on. And for a lot of bands and ensembles, it works very, very well.
Fantastic. Tonight we are about to experience you for I don't know how many times, because you are one of the two founders, organizers, the creators of this fantastic project, program called NASOM, the New Austrian Sound of Music, that actually presents a concert with the chosen bands. Can you please tell us a little bit succinctly about the NASOM program and especially what is happening tonight at Porgy and Bess?
For the NASOM program, these bands are picked by different juries so they can apply, and then they get a guarantee for 2 years to get covered all the travel costs to different countries outside from Austria, and there's also a lot of effort to give them the possibility to play in countries which they normally wouldn't be able to play so easily, and then they have the possibility just to set up their new network of contacts, meet other musicians, meet other promoters, meet other places, and keep on doing this afterwards. Because when they are already have done those 2 years, and for this period they get a third year because of the COVID situation, they will be part of the whole NASOM family, which is now 20 years, so they will not be stopped, so there will not be suddenly an end of the support. So this family is racing more and more, and they will get also support after this period. And that's the idea behind it, to give them the possibility with good support to present their music on more or less the intention worldwide.